high above an extinct Japanese volcano, four heavily armored black helicopters spin through the sky in a dance of death. Their target, one man in a flying arsenal that fits in two alligator suitcases. The odds, 4-1. They haven't got a chance. Now. Sean Kennedy is James Bond in Ian Fleming's You Only Live Twice. Sean Kennedy, James Bond, 007, You Only Live Twice. An Albert R. Broccoli, Harry Saltzman presentation in Panavision Technicolor from United Artists, a Transamerica company. You Only Live Twice, and twice is the only way to live.
Like we're back in action. Everything is going to be happening. Hi there, my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man, and this is the Sean Kennedy Show. Welcome! Hello, it's Sean Kennedy. Time once again for the Sean Kennedy Show. I'm your host, Sean Kennedy. I'm in the studio with my good buddy, Samarian, the king.
Yo, Sean.
Of the Rant Radio Studios. And we're not fucked up at all. We got everything just running perfectly.
Dr. Pepper's flowing.
Yeah, we actually I've got the Dr. Pepper now in commemoration of our huge fucking spamicidal server kind of thing we got going on tonight. We're doing a big show. Tonight's show's topic is going to be land gaming. We've set up some crazy Dan Rather level interviews. It's going to be just nutty. We got like everybody who's anyone. Basically, we got an interview set up for them, and it's very, very cool. Very, very happy about that. So, on the show, one thing you got to know is that you are free to copy this show. You are free to rebroadcast this show. You can do whatever the fuck you want with this show.
Chop it to little pieces.
You can make it sound like I'm fucking goats. I really don't care. You can do whatever you please.
If you make it like he's a fucking goats, please send it in as well.
Please send it in because
so you know, it next week.
Sean fucks goats. James Bond. I really dug that. That was Ronan Medic found that.
Really?
Yeah.
It was like totally made for you.
Oh,
Sean Connery.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh.
Same amount of syllables. I just dubbed right over it.
Yeah, it was pretty
tried
nice.
To. It's like one of those bad movies on TV where they have to dub over the swearing.
Oh, you bet.
And you hear somebody else's voice going, Parker? Mother Flupper?
You horrible. You farking ice hole. Yes, it's all very, very good. So, let's talk about you can... go through the RC in the channel, because it's the RC in the Rant Radio channel.
Oh, the Rant Radio channel.
Yeah, the Rant
okay.
Radio channel, but there's another the channel that's going insane right now. So, hello to Binky Boy, Breaker One, Breeding Tacos, Craig Top, Checker Bite, Delamorta, Dr. Zodiac, Docs, Easy View, Father Malachi, Halfling, Kadath, Kexler, Killer Loop, Crazy Puck, Lentium, Lizard, Mary, Rebel, Virgin, Mr. Echo, Nomad Half-Elp, Oregnuts, Pseudo, the Music God One, Zerastor, Rastnikolikov, Rodri, Sir Dork, Sparky, SSW, Tantrix, The Wind, The Wind Down, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Drawing, Unix, Uberwog, Zaphod, and 29th Austin, and Lab Rat. Now, for everyone who is listening all over the planet in the land gaming world, if they want to get inside the Rant Radio IRC, are you going to tell them how to do that, Sim?
Sure, go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. It's that easy.
Mm.
And you can check out the webpage, www.rantradio.com.
www.rantradio.com.
Or you can email me.
Email.
Spam me.
Spam.
Info@rantradio.com.
Very cool. Very, very
there
cool.
There you go. I'm going to just check out the stream, make sure everything's cool. If,
yes.
If it's lagging, just pick another stream. There's like seven of them, okay, people?
Isn't there a way you can play all the streams at once?
You can. Just plug into your Winamp, rantradio.com. rantradio.com/allstreams.pls, and it'll queue up like seven streams, and you can pick. So there you go.
And people are already starting to join, which is very, very cool. So hello, 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 everyone. Come on, come all. So we've got a lot of people in the studio tonight. Well, two other people in the studio tonight. So I'm going to get right on because we got a whole whack of shit we're going to be running. The people who've listening in, the usual show is about an hour. Well, I say it's going to be an hour, but always winds up being like an hour and 20 minutes. This thing, God only knows how long this one's going to be. So starting off, everyone knows and loves him as Red 5. He runs red5.org, www.red5.org. You can check him out there. Huge, hugely popular in the Counter-Strike community because he's able to swallow his entire head. He was the guy who was known as making a mod that enables people to have tails. So
why do you have your headphones on?
They don't work.
Oh, I see.
We got a stream. He's running the streams. Red 5 is currently playing with Belly of Limb. What are you doing?
Wait. Oh, there you go.
How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good. Totally in control.
I haven't been
oh,
here
sure we are.
The last What the Hell show, which was another
a while.
Great... Yeah, that's
a while ago.
It's good to be back in the Rant Radio Studios.
Very, very cool.
And, I'm looking forward to opening a mic up to Muggsy and Gooseman tonight.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Very exciting.
Very cool.
For sure.
Dan Rather level.
Oh,
Dan
yeah.
Rather. Because you're actually quite well respected in the Counter-Strike community, as I understand it. Like, people don't put your head on porn as much.
Not as much. I've seen some porn, but not a lot.
Okay, so what's your claim to fame? So, for everyone who's listening, like, why are you Red 5, the Counter-Strike guy?
I think what it came down to is that I had a big fat pipe. I still have a big fat pipe. And
that's what
on
us.
That's what the women say.
November 1999, a buddy kind of turned me on to Counter-Strike.
Mm.
And I was like, dude, this like totally rocks. It's like
the best shit ever.
It totally rocks. It slays.
Okay.
So I had one server going, and it was full. Add another server. It was full. At another server, it got full, and so now it's just
Your endless stream of money, you just kept adding.
Yeah,
right.
You know why have one server when you can have two at twice the price? Right.
There you go. That's
so,
right.
So it was pretty cool. So
that's your claim to fame.
That's about it. I just seven Counter-Strike servers, two Day of the Defeat servers,
right on.
Two Team Fortress Classic servers.
Holy fuck!
And Operation Flashpoint.
And a
something
duck. For everyone.
And I have a squeaky duck toy.
But you need
the
that.
Bathtub.
And you're able to get drunk because you have that squeaky duck toy.
That's right.
Okay, we're gonna hand the microphone over to the man who runs the top Counter-Strike server in
Wild Card.
In the world. He runs the top one in the world.
Actually, yes. Most played.
Most played.
Counter-Strike and Day of Defeat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He has both of them. You're covering all the corners there.
So what's the dynamics behind that? Like, what's the story there? What happened?
How did you get number one?
How did you do that?
Well, I started playing Counter-Strike around Beta 2. I remember playing Half-Life when the beta came out, and I fell in love with it. And around summer of 99, I started up with Digital Addiction. I started up Vancouver.bc Feed the Need. And ever since then, it's just taken off. It's a tight server. It doesn't get any better.
So how many years? Beta 2, that's a long fucking time. So how long have you been playing?
Well, since the beta for Half-Life came out.
Which how many years is that?
98? I'm not sure. But I remember playing since Beta 2, and it's been fun ever since.
Mm. Right on. So we're going to have a couple of issues to address before we get the people on tonight. So let's see Wildcard, just as a question here. Now, I'm going to ask this to Red 5 as well after I'm done asking to you. But I want to know, you know, everywhere you go on the web, you got people going Columbine, you know, Soldier of Fortune calls Columbine. Counter-Strike was Columbine. I mean, there's a Columbine mod, you know. I mean, what the hell's going on? All my kids are killing people. It's terrible. Then the LAN games have of 2000, of the aughts, of the aught one and aught two, has become the Dungeons and Dragons of the 80s. You know what I mean?
It's the vilification of the new generation.
You know, oh my God, you're throwing dice? You must be evil. But now they're not saying you're evil. Now you're going to kill your family because you play video games. Personally, actually, if you look at the concept, I honestly think that the old Atari video games are way worse than Counter-Strike. They are, because you can't win. They just keep coming, and it's overwhelming, and they slump you. You can never win. You know, and you're flying around, and you're, like, destroying worlds and shit, and it's terrible. It's terrible, but nobody cared because the graphics weren't great.
There's no blood.
Yeah, equals graphics equals evil. So what do you think? Wildcard. I mean, you've been doing this shit for 4 years. Do you wake up in the middle of the night, you know, with blood all over your hands in some strange location? You don't know how you got there.
My God, what if I've
killed another family. No, God, not again. Then you just got to figure out how to get back, you know, at midnight.
You wake up in the ditch.
You got like an old guy who's wrinkled, who's got like a little crosshair on a cane. He must be beaten with this. This is the curse of the Counter-Strike server. You know, and, you know, these people, they
monkey's paw on your belt.
The minute the moon's coming out, and let's go, 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 go! You know that's what happens. No, I don't think that's what happens. What's your answer to that? Like, what do you think that's about?
About Counter-Strike and the society and influence on children.
Do you think there's anything to that? Do you think people who play Counter-Strike are fucking violent?
Not really. I think that I blame today's day and age more or less on the society that we live in now, like network television, the media.
The media's fault.
I thought so.
Counter-Strike isn't the reason why Columbine happened or Doom. I think it was just some messed up kids that their parents didn't really pay enough attention to them. Yeah. I think Counter-Strike is more of an outlet, more of a stress reliever.
So it's a symptom, not a cause.
Well, I think that there's a lot of issues that were involved.
You mean our society where people have to work 24/7 and you're getting screwed by everyone 6 ways from Sunday?
And we can't just blame it on one thing.
Maybe everything's fucked. And you know, because you know what? I've tried to wire people, and I guarantee if I put like Amish kids on Counter-Strike, they wouldn't know how to play. They'd be like, oh, this is bad. We don't want to play this. Or actually, if they're Amish kids, they might be like, oh, let's right go! On. Go, go, go!
Don't the Amish have, like, a couple weeks to, like, let loose and go get drunk and sleep with hookers for a while?
I think so.
And then they get to come back and go, well, I didn't really like it, or they're like, never come back?
Well, the Amish have been buying round-trip tickets to Mardi Gras.
That would be the place to try yourself out.
Mardi Gras is a holy holiday in the Amish communities right across North America, actually.
Get out the beads.
You do.
The Amish are coming.
You bet. Only they do a slightly better one. They hike up their skirt 3 inches so you can see their ankles.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Risque.
Yeah, it's very risque.
Slow
very
down. Risque.
So, Red 5, what on that same notion, like when we're talking about, you know, do you think that Counter-Strike causes kids to kill their family, parents, ducks, their neighbors, ducks?
No, I don't.
Okay, thanks much.
No, the long and the short of it.
What do you think?
More short than long.
What do you think the reason is there? Why are these people going? You know, that kid in Singapore, classic example. Kid in Singapore goes.
I think it's...
You killed my guy! Shanks the guy. They tried to ban it in Singapore. True story. They did that in 2001. This kid in Singapore got...
What, Counter-Strike or violent games?
Oh, no, it was Counter-Strike.
Okay.
His character got shot, apparently. It was Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
His kid got shot. Or not the kid, but his character, his avatar.
Oh, my God.
His avatar got shot.
Okay.
He wigs and shanks the kid next to him, and Singapore tried to ban it. But all of the Singapore people went, are you on drugs? No, we'll riot. So they couldn't ban it. The ban was lifted.
Yeah.
But do you think that...
That spoke it to people.
Do you think that there's anything to that? Like, do you think that all these games, you know what I mean? Because it is pretty graphic. You know, they run around, they're knifing.
It is, and especially when you're taking... You're becoming part of the game. There is some... there could be some tendency that could be brought out in some kids. But this game does not create that tendency.
That's right.
This tendency is built into everybody to begin with. I mean, to some degree. I mean, everybody thinks...
We're born evil.
And everybody thinks
we're sinners.
And we're all born with a little bit of woman inside us, right? So
that's right.
It depends.
I think now it's time for.
We're gonna take a phone call.
Oh no no, that's what I was gonna say.
Oh,
I was gonna say
oh,
sugar no,
just fuck him. Fuck him.
I was gonna say we all have a little bit of woman inside us. Is it a little fat woman?
Sometimes.
Is it a great big?
It's a little
person?
Buddha woman. But it.
She a great big.
You know
person.
What? There it's for once people should realize that these people are gonna do that regardless.
So I mean, if they were into chess or Dungeons and Dragons or whatever, it's a symptom, not the cause.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't see it
it's
as...
just a way they let go.
You know what? Violent people like guns.
Yeah.
And if there wasn't guns around, they'd like sticks. That's if there was no sticks,
rocks.
They'd like rocks.
They'd like rocks. Big rocks.
So they'd use their fists.
You'd have rocks and throwing instead of guns and ammo. You know, it's a big...
rocks
it's a
and
new
throwing.
Heckler and Koch boulder. You know, it'd be a lot.
I subscribe to... rocks and throwing.
Yeah, you got this guy hucking rocks, you know, little target set up. We should have a mod for that. It should have just rocks. That you look like you're
the newest innovation in slings.
There you go. The latest, the new sniper sling with a 6-foot pole. No, but it's pretty brutal when you think about that. As a matter of fact, I can prove that. In fact, I can prove that because we've all got, some of us have girlfriends that
yes.
we really want to have be into Counter-Strike. We all know
that's your dream, right?
We all know people who we want to get
the
into.
Game with your chick.
We want to game with their chick.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's like the whole Angelina Jolie fetish from Hackers.
Yeah.
Can you be Angelina Jolie tonight while I beat your ass playing Counter-Strike? I mean, how cool is that? It's like a cross between Lara Croft and Osama bin Laden in some nice little outfit, right?
What's up, Wild?
Actually, you mentioned females in Counter-Strike. I happen to have a female admin on my Counter-Strike server who is like mint, and I can't put it any better than that. And she's also a kick-ass Counter-Strike player. Like,
so she's a hottie.
She's a hottie that plays Counter-Strike. It doesn't get any better than that. Her name's Sassy Cat. And Kimberly, and I just thought I'd say hi, and what's up?
Hi, and now, just for your love and amusement, Sassy Cat, because this will be the last time you call yourself that, because every time you log on, every pimply-faced motherfucker on the planet...
Cat. Hi, Sassy Cat, I hear you're fine. Got a pic?
That'll be the next words coming out.
ASL.
But getting back to, I can prove how Counter-Strike does not cause people to go crazy, is because we've all tried to get people into it. You think this is cool, and they play it, and they go, oh, no, I don't like that. It's not very cool.
Yeah. Crazy people don't manifest fetishes with video games. It's not possible.
Yeah, they just don't do that, you know? So I think...
They have other outlets.
I think, speaking of crazy people, a crazy person who did manifest is Muggsy. Muggsy is the dude we're going to call, or actually
talk,
he's going to call.
Tell us about Muggsy.
Tell us about Muggsy.
Muggsy is one of the... programmers for Day of Defeat, and Day of Defeat has gone through some growing pains, I guess you could say, and they've had some really good work done lately. I've been privileged enough to have a look at Day of Defeat 2.0. It totally slays. It's like really, really awesome. And
Day of Defeat is like Counter-Strike only in World War II.
It is. It's exactly, and it's kind of scary. Like, if you want to look at
kind of scary.
The ambience in Day of Defeat, it's like you feel like you're there. Crank up the volume, and if you crank up the volume and you can hear bullets whizzing by. You hear the mortar shells and everything. The explosion is so intense. It's
I think
just
that
completely
Red
awesome.
5 touched on a good subject here, and that's not necessarily the gameplay, although Day of Defeat has that and a whole bunch more. But it's the sound. It's the feel of the game, and then the ambience is wicked.
We have a caller.
We have a caller. That's true. Sound environmental audio is huge in these games. But you, we just had. We now have.
Okay, Muggsy is now on the line.
Hello. Let's wait till we get him on speakerphone here. And
hello, Muggsy. Hello, Muggsy.
Hello.
How's it going, buddy? Good. Thanks for taking the time to talk to a bunch of freaking psychos.
No problem. Fun.
Right on. So you are the man. You are solely responsible. If it wasn't for you, we would have...
That is not true.
How can you not say no,
come
Muggsy?
Come on.
But I'm here to denounce.
Oh, you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior and you no longer play land games? Is
no.
that it? So tell us a little bit about Day of Defeat. Like, how did you get involved with it?
Way back about 2 years ago. There was a group of people making Day of Defeat, you wouldn't recognize it because it was very, very different back then. And I kind of got involved in the programming, and there were, I think, four or five programmers, and through the ages, it sort of evolved into the team that you see today.
And that's like, you guys seem to be, it's Red 5 here, Bugsy.
Yeah.
It's, you guys have totally made amazing strides since like 1.3. Your team like seems to flow like a real live company, you know? You guys have some...
It's amazing. Everybody, we get along so well, the group of people that we have working on it now, and everybody's just really talented, and we all work well together.
Yeah, I mean, it shows that, and a lot of you guys are or were professionally paid programmers, so I mean, that definitely helps as far as the level of programming and the content that's
programming and modeling and animating as well. Those
yeah.
Professional jobs. So.
How is this new version of the new one coming out? How is that better than the previous? Like, what's the really sexy shit about it?
Every way.
Yeah. Say the ways that it's not better.
No, it really it's an entirely different game. Anybody that's played will tell you that everything in the game had been touched. It was an entire facelift.
It's that. I mean, I've had a chance to have a try at this game, and by far, you guys have made a completely different game. It really is. It should be called something else because it's not Day of Defeat anymore. It's just
for people who,
you know, all the maps are updated. Khan, I'm sorry, the favorite has been redone. New machine gunner class, objectives, all kinds of stuff that we've added, as well as just redoing all the models and everything.
There's a couple of new maps. Valve has helped out and provided a new map. Do you want to talk a bit about working with Valve on that? How has that helped you guys? As you know, your morale as a team and so on.
Well, it's we're honored. Obviously, Ika Karinen at Valve made Avalanche, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And people have said it kind of puts shame to the other maps in the mod because it's so good.
It's a very mental map. Like, you really have to think. You got to watch your 6 and your 3 and your 9 and your 12.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Wildcard's got a question for you here, Muggsy.
Yeah.
Hey, Muggsy, how's it going, buddy? I run Vancouver.BCP Dunedin and Vancouver Pride.
Hello.
Quick question for you. I noticed, or I read some reviews that the gameplay has gone from where you can stand around and you can run and you can shoot and frag and just, you know, rack up the kills. Now it's more team-based where you actually have to prone, and to capture a certain flag, you need to have 3 men in one section. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
It definitely increased the teamwork when, you know, you're standing in the middle of a plaza and not just you can touch the flag. You sort of, you need to call in for your teammates to come and help you. And with the damages being so high, you know, you can't sort of run around and jump and shoot people all over the place. You really have to have people covering you.
So this really is, it's not like Counter-Strike. A lot of people, like, I know a lot of guys, like the newbie class, everyone makes fun of the newbies. Oh, fucking newbie, whatever. The guy doesn't know what he's doing. He tries to play, and of course he logs into, you know, like some psycho crack horse server, and he gets his monkey ass mopped, like I do every time I join up. I'm like, bang, and I keep on getting, you know, blown into little bits. So this game is a little bit more, like, there's more skill involved, do you think, than regular Counter-Strike?
I don't know about the individual skill. I don't know how much I could say about that. But if your team is organized and you're playing with a bunch of guys that you're talking on the voice communication, and everybody knows what everybody else is doing, you're going to do way better than the team of just soloists.
I think you guys have also made some improvements in clan play as well.
Yeah.
And which is going to lend itself a lot to LAN tournaments or online leagues. Was that just an answer to kind of help promote it as a league play kind of game, or were you interested more in just was this more by request, do you figure?
Well, we knew it was being played in LAN and tournaments, and there's leagues all over the place. And Brandon Axis, the other programmer, went, you know, to a few people in clans and said, "What would you guys want? You know, would you run matches, and what would be the best features for you?" And that's what we put in, you know, the timer when you start, and everything resets, and you know.
What do you think was your biggest? Name your 3 favorite colors. No. What do you think? What did you bring to the team yourself? I mean, obviously you're a decent programmer. You worked for Barking Dog, And you're now back in school, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, what, you're obviously a strong programmer. Is that what you really lend to it?
Thanks. I think both of us, Brent, Axis and I, are both strong programmers.
Excellent.
What really happens is everybody on the team contributes to everything. So the design, you know, we all get together and we all talk about how it's going to work.
Okay.
And then we'll go off and do each of our own.
Quick question, a lot of people want to know, like, everybody's favorite, cheaters, the people who are running the scripts and shit like that. How does what's going on with Day of Defeat now? Is it a little bit is a little bit harder now to run the cheat codes and stuff like that?
It's hard. You know, you get more attention, and you also get the attention of cheaters. But it's nothing really we can keep up with. You know, people can release cheats faster than we can release updates. It's sort of a never-ending problem, but we're still trying to get on top of everything, you know, cutting out everything that we know about while it's going on. So,
hey, Muzzy, quick question for you. Are we going to see Day of Defeat incorporated into this new Steam technology that you're hearing about?
Well, what happened was Valve allowed us to use their beta testing program, and it really helped. We got some stress testing done. We found some bugs that we've killed. So, I mean, that's what that was.
That's the power of Valve, right? I mean, just running... Valve has always been very open to feedback and so on from the teams and from just players and server admins alike. I think that's really cool that they've helped you guys out with a private beta test like that.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Now, the big question in here is on a more of a political level rather than a technical level.
Oh, I don't like these. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do you agree with... No, I'm just kidding. I was just thinking, you know, you are pretty deeply entrenched in the whole Counter-Strike Half-Life Valve world.
Day of Defeat 2.
Day of Defeat 2?
What?
Oh, okay. Day of Defeat. Whatever. What I want to know is, what do you think of all these, like... basically assholes all over the planet who are constantly saying that, you know, LAN games are causing kids to shoot themselves, other people, the cat, the neighbor's cat, all that stuff. What's your take on that? Like, what do you think is, like, when you hear this, it's on the news, you can't really get away from it, because LAN gamers are vilified everywhere you go now. It's like, oh, you're liable to be dangerous. And it's getting really bad. I mean, after 9-1-1, everyone kind of forgot about LAN gamers, but shit, I'm surprised that wasn't pinned on the LAN
that
gamers.
Not a terrorist, so.
Yeah, yeah, because they're terrorists, too. They're terrorist training.
Terrorists win.
Terrorists in training.
So what's your take on that whole thing where they say LAN gamers like are just a bunch of nut bars and they're prone to violence and stuff?
I was listening to what you guys were saying before, and you can't really apply it to video games just because they haven't been out that long. Like, you have these people doing crazy stuff, and, oh, they're playing video games, so therefore the video games caused it. But I think that those kind of people might be more attracted to a violent game in the first place.
Yeah, nobody killed anybody before movies or television
or
that's
right.
Video games, right?
You mean there were violent six son of a bitch out floating around out there before there was Counter-Strike? He's not sure. Okay, cool. Well, did you have any questions that for Red or for Wildcard at all?
Well, you know, I want to come and meet you guys in Vancouver. If you ever want to have a big LAN party, you know.
All right.
Oh, a big LAN party?
You say?
Oh, big LAN party, you say?
How does this segue?
How does this segue?
How does this possibly lead to anything?
Isn't there a big LAN party coming up, Red?
Like, I think there is.
A really meaty motherfuck you. Like, if you want to be down, if you want to be down with the syndrome, you better show up for this LAN party. What's the LAN party you're talking about?
We're talking about fragmart.com. www.fragmart.com.
And how does your server hold up to a million hits?
and fragmart.com, this is going to be an actual physical LAN party. This will be like...
This is going to be Vancouver's first premier gigabit Ethernet LAN party.
Who's in charge of this?
That's us. Right. Brought to you by Red 5 Media.
Yeah,
that'll be very, very nice, and I'm sure that we've actually been talking about this for a little while now. It's been kind of bounced around and stuff like that. So there might be Rant Radio, I'm sure, is going to be involved with that,
and of course Feed the Need. I mean, this is really going to be a bringing together of all, like, the lower mainland BC Counter-Strike, Day of Defeat, Quake 3 communities and bring
it all together.
Well, that's also because the Vancouver, BC players own all.
Yeah.
That's because people in BC...
Guys, like, why do you think Vancouver... I mean, I'm from Vancouver.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course you are. Yeah. Of course you are.
A couple of the other people on Day of Defeat are from Vancouver.
Yeah, actually the...
all kinds of servers there. What's going on?
Yeah, it's like Day of Defeat and Counter-Strike, two of like some of the biggest online games today, have very strong roots in Vancouver. And you have to think, is it something in the water? Is it like, what is it? Yeah, it's the BC bud or something.
So Wildcard's got a question for you.
Hey, Muggy, a quick question for you. Have you had a chance to play Medal of Honor Allied Assault yet? And if so, what are your opinions or thoughts on it?
I played the demo. I played the multiplayer demo. At first, I played the deathmatch one, and I was, like, appalled. But then the objective one came out, and that was kind of okay.
Yeah.
But the single player was good. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
As a single player, it slays, huh? I mean, Medal of Honor is a totally single player game. I'm not a big fan of the multiplayer, but we're not going to let you get away without the big question.
Yes. The big question.
Will you marry me? No.
He's on his knee. He's bent on a knee.
He says game time, so I think we're thinking the same vibe.
When is Day of Defeat 2.0 coming out?
Well, I can tell you that people are testing as we speak.
Right now. And we're working out the major bugs, right?
What?
We're working out the showstoppers as I've seen it posted.
We fixed two big bugs the other day.
Yeah.
Testing that out right now.
Excellent.
And that would be, you know, hypothetically, that would be like the last thing that we would be doing.
So we're looking at like, give me a week?
I don't want to say anything.
I know. Come on, you big pussy. I know you got a date in mind. What do you think? I mean, we can't hold you to it. But around about...
Freestyle. We're just like testing and... see how it goes.
Oh, that's such a cop-out. That is such a cop-out.
There's some good...
training for my professional video game career.
Yeah. We don't want you to pull... We don't want you to burn any bridges, that's for sure. But I mean, as you... I think that this game is going to be received so much more than 1.3 was. I mean, this...
That's what we hope. I mean,
oh, yeah.
We just want to get it done properly. We don't want to put it out and then...
I mean,
we did something boneheaded.
The level of detail you've added, as well as, you know, the fog and stuff, I mean, it doesn't... You've made the Half-Life engine look a lot different.
Well, yeah, if you want to put the fog on, that's an option.
Yeah. if you want...
People were saying, oh, the fog, you won't be able to see anything, people will hide in the fog, but... It actually looks really nice. It
well, people in nice. War hide in fog. That's what they do. Sorry. It's like, oh, I get shot if I play. Well, yeah, that's part of the game, you fucking moron. But, yeah, Wildcard's got a question for you.
All right.
Hey, Muggsy, just wondering, how many months have you guys been involved in DoD 2.0? Like, how much time in development have you guys spent?
Well, let's see. The 1.0 came out on... January, something around 2001, and I think for the next few months we did 1.2, 1.3, that kind of stuff, but really, it's got going hardcore probably the last 5 months, and we've been, and especially the last 3 months, we've just been going nonstop.
Okay, last question for you.
To see the end is in sight for 2.0.
Last question here for you. Just so I don't like we don't rip you to shreds all for the next hour and a half. You're like I gotta go to bed, guys.
I gotta go test. I gotta go.
Yeah, that's right.
We're keeping them from the release.
Aren't you missing Fear Factor right now?
Yeah, I'm missing Fear Factor right now.
Okay, so my question to you is when you're playing.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're in there. Who is the player that you see enter that makes you shit your pants? Like, who is the scary, owning, leet guy who plays Day of Defeat? Who's the dude that, you, in your opinion, is one of the most...
Because everybody on our team is, like, the specialist at their one chosen weapon.
Like Thunderweenie?
Thunderweenie is the machine gunner, the MG42.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Poison that guy.
So we're saying that if you were going to say Krunker, you'd say Fear Thunderweenie.
Thunderweenie.
Hey, you've been absolutely kick-ass. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Yeah, I'm gonna be listening to the Gooseman interview right now.
Excellent. We'd love to have you on the show. Like, come in and sit in if you're in the Vancouver area.
And when Fragmart happens, we'll definitely let you know. Maybe you can come up and we'll I'll kick your ass for you.
Oh, I'll be there.
Hey, Muggsy, thanks a lot for everything. Is there anything that you want to put a shout out to? Anybody? Anything?
Shout out to the DOD team. I don't know.
Yeah. Word up.
I'm supposed to say hello to Mr. Death.
All right.
There you go.
Cool. Well, thanks, man. You've been awesome. And when you're back in Vancouver, I'll buy you a beer.
All right.
Yes, we'll all buy you a beer. And something else, too. All right, man. We'll see ya.
Okay, keep it real, man.
Bye.
What a fucking killer guy.
Rockin'.
What a totally kick-ass guy. That was very, very cool. Very, very cool guy. Okay, so I think we're going to do, let's play the halftime.
Okay.
Halftime.
Halftime.
After Super Bowl. Who gives a fuck about Super Bowl anyway? Fuck Super Bowl. So that's the halfway mark. And don't worry, we got Gooseman coming up. Don't go anywhere. If you like what you're hearing on Rant Radio, keep it tuned to Rant Radio, because we are the premier techno industrial station on the web. We are the shit, because we don't really care, and we pump out the good jive. So if you want to be listening to something while you're fragging, kicking ass, and taking names, you want to set up a second computer to run rantradio.com. And what
we need mirrors.
We need mirrors, and something else we need is, you know what? We do not have a gaming show. We do not have a show on LAN gaming.
And I bet there's a couple people out
there. There's probably a few people who maybe just tuned in for this one particular show who'd like to run a fucking LAN game show.
Who know about gaming and know about talking on the microphone.
How to admin, how to conquer cheaters, how to keep it real, keep it fun. If you want to do that,
Red Five's like, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, Red Five is too busy.
He's a busy boy.
I'm used to my gaming mic that sits right in front of my mouth, so it's like
he's not putting the microphone close enough.
I'm not used to having a long object sitting in front of my mouth, guys.
Oh. Well, I am. I was in the army. But anyway, so that's all very cool. But if you are interested in setting up a show and running a LAN game, Sumerian is your god.
Info at rantradio.com.
And he will answer you personally and let you know whether or not your idea sucks.
That's right.
And give it to you there. So we're going to queue it up right here. Halftime show. Don't go nowhere. Gooseman is coming up.
Yeah, we got a really wacko song that was done by one of our buddies.
Now, this is cool. Sumerian has a band, which you can download his stuff from mp3.com.
This has nothing to do with it.
No, I realize that.
Okay.
I realize that. But okay. Sim has a band called Porn on Beta. And when they were trying to nail down all the stuff for Porn on Beta...
I'm an industrial singer.
Yes, and a funk on vault style, you know. I play soccer with my head, you know. You must play soccer with your head. Yeah, it's really brutal.
Pornonbeta.com.
And if you could go there and download the stuff. But Steve is one of the rounders of the band. He's been around for a while. He's a good guy. And
married to one of the singers.
Married to one of the singers. And he did a version... Now, normally we play techno-industrial, as you understand, but he did a cover of Jewel's Foolish Games. That's right, Jewel's Foolish Games, which is, in fact, so fucking mighty.
So funny.
It's so mighty. This is mighty.
He stood across the room and yelled into a microphone.
No. Don't give it away. Okay. Don't give it away. But,
it's odd.
This is fat. This is very, very nice. And what do you got to say there?
Well, I just wanted all those players out there to know that if they go to my website, feedtheneed.net, we're giving away a gaming system right now. So if you go and register our forums, you'll be eligible to win this gaming system. So that's feedtheneed.net.
Which is, in fact, the most played Counter-Strike server
in Day of Defeat.
In the world.
In Day of Defeat. In the world. World. All right, so...
So add your number to it.
So add your number so that everyone's odds of winning get lower. All right, so... And so time for the halftime.
Okay.
It's a matter of life. It's a matter of death. It's a matter of a beautiful Italian spy, seven killers, a voodoo witch doctor, a living corpse, a gorgeous double agent, 12 cars, 5 planes, 10 acres of land, a wedding reception, a double-decker bus, a fleet of speedboats, a sea of crocodiles, the beautiful sorceress named Solitaire, the man with a steel arm, and a retired Navy LST, all against one man.
In the rain, you're always. It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. So here I am, I'm sitting at my desk, and I realize to myself, you know what, my life is a big bag of shit. I'm sitting at my desk, and I realize my life is a big bag of shit. I'm sitting at my fucking desk, and I realize my life is a big bag of shit. I am sick of having my water rations from a small plastic cooler at the end of the fucking hall. That's what I'm sick of. You, with a tie. You look like a fucking idiot. Did you know that? I hate this. I hate my job. I hate everything about my job. I hate who I'm dealing with. I hate who I have to work with. Our clients suck. Our clients suck. Our clients are the biggest bunch of assholes I've ever had to deal with in my life. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I'm going to get out, and I'm going to go up to the window, and I'm going to throw my fucking chair through it. It's gonna watch. I'm gonna fall out of sight, see it fall into traffic, down into the traffic below. And I bet you some car alarms are going off now. Aren't they? I'm just gonna go home right now, get some food coloring, and fuck up my cat. It'll be great. He'll be running around scaring the neighbors' cats, and they'll be fucking up. Like, oh my god, we're gonna have kittens that are gonna be blue and pink and purple. And what the fuck is gonna happen then? Then I'm gonna have to go buy something that's leopard print. Anything leopard print. Somebody get me some shit that's leopard print. I'm gonna put everything I want from now on. It's going to be some kind of animal fabric. That'll be fucking fantastic. I'll have zebra stripes. Leopard print pants and some elephant looking fucking jacket. It'll be wonderful. I'm gonna shave my head and tattoo shit on the insides of my eyelids to reconfirm my convictions every time I fucking blink. It'll be great. And I'll have my own lights and my own system, my own rules, because I'm sick of everybody else's rules. I'm sick of having to deal with other people telling me what to do 24 fucking hours a day. How about you? My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Every night, every day, it's Rant Radio.
They're unstoppable.
They're out of control.
They're smashing babies on the front steps.
They're the worst kind of degradation known to man.
For every occasion, at bar mitzvahs, bring the children, bring the old folks, bring people you don't know, bring dead relatives,
monsters,
mecha, giant squid, things that go bump in the night,
large smarty that fall from space.
It's all in one place for one time only.
Everything must die.
No one leaves the stadium alive.
Mass grave burial afterwards.
All right, we're back, and we're currently trying to get a hold of the Goose Man.
That fucker.
We're having some problems.
I'm sure he'll phone in any second.
Goose
Man.
That's okay. We'll cover
what time is it?
It's 8:47 right now.
Oh, there's lots of time, actually. Never mind. So, he's scheduled the phone in at 9 p.m., so never mind. Sorry, Goose Man.
Well, wait to give away the timing.
Some people were asking a bit more about Fragmart.
Oh, okay. Let's fill them in with Fragmart and how that came about and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, we had actually wanted to get this whole thing going last year.
But I remember that.
We had better things to do. I think maybe we had girlfriends or something at the time.
That's not long enough, Sean.
And, but the cool thing is, we're making it real now. And
keeping it real.
And,
so what is it?
Fragmart is your one-stop shop for all your fragging needs.
Really?
Really.
Tell me about it.
Well, what Fragmart's going to provide to you, the online computer gamer, is an excellent place to bring your computer, a massive BYOC, and,
massive.
To compete in Counter-Strike, Day of Defeat, Quake 3, maybe Team Fortress Classic. Maybe get some StarCraft in there.
All the popular ones.
Maybe some Operation Flashpoint. I mean,
gosh, that sounds expensive.
But the cool thing about this is that there is going to be a totally retro tourney.
Ooh.
Oh, and the retro tourney is going to be played on Atari 2600s.
Rockin'.
Like the first multiplayer Atari 2600 tournament. And James and I were talking about this at work.
Sim.
Sumerian and I.
Can we erase that? Can we redo that?
Sumerian and I were talking about this at work, and it's like, it totally slays.
It's perfect because you got the latest in games and the earliest in games.
It's like,
put Pong on a projection screen, okay? Imagine that.
Could you imagine that? Like, 16 diagonal feet of Pong.
That's almost as fun.
That's almost
the first dual-player game combat in Space War.
It's almost as fun as watching cars go into the these Massey Tunnel.
What kind of venue could we expect to...
A big venue.
And what kind of numbers are you thinking of?
We're lowballing at 400 and we're highballing at 1,000.
Wow.
That's just for starters.
That's for starters. I mean, as the years go on and on, we have venues in mind that could probably accommodate up to 3,000 people.
So this is an annual thing. This is a one-shot goal.
This is not one-shot. The big tournament is going to be coming up at the end of August. But we're probably going to have some smaller LAN parties in between.
For gearing up.
Yeah, and it's going to be more of a fun feel. Much smaller, 150, 200 people.
Yeah.
As small as that is. But everything's going to be run by people that know how to run it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got some experience running servers and networks. I mean, that's what I do is network. The phone's ringing.
The phone is ringing.
Phone's ringing. I wonder if that's our boy.
Let's check it out.
If there could be a sales call from Seals, would you like your floors washed?
Gooseman's on the phone.
We got
ladies and gentlemen, all rise. Gooseman has entered the building.
Yes, we have the all-knowing, all-seeing, mighty of mighty.
He's showing up early.
He's coming in now.
Yeah, that's why.
Somebody imitating Gooseman.
Yeah. If you're imitating Gooseman, don't fuck with us. We're LAN gamers.
We'll know if it's you. We'll ask personal questions that only you know.
We know if you're not Gooseman, and LAN gamers are violent. Everyone knows that, so don't fuck with us.
Hello, Gooseman. Welcome to Rant Radio.
Hey.
I bet you just love being attacked whenever you go near a computer about everything to do with Counter-Strike. I bet you just think that's the best.
Yeah, I suppose that. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, I don't go near computers. I mean, the only computer I go near is my own. So.
Oh, really? So, and you probably don't have any kind of, like, instant messaging software installed at all of any type?
Actually, I have ICQ on right now.
Okay, so what's your ICQ number?
What's your ICQ number?
No, I'm not putting that one out.
269-1847.
Oh.
That's not his.
But whoever that is sure getting a lot of messages.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, Gooseman, it's Red 5.
Sorry?
It's Red 5.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, not bad.
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
I know you're a pretty busy guy.
Yeah, I'm pretty busy these days.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
So how's life in Vancouver for you these days?
You know, I mean, I think you live in Delta right next to me, don't you?
Yeah, we're pretty close. I actually work in Delta.
Oh, okay.
But I'm living in Vancouver. But, yeah, we're actually broadcasting from Tawasin right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So very, very, very close.
Yeah.
We need to give away our top secret studio location.
Swarm.
I can hear them outside right now.
They're going to be coming en masse.
Taking the ferry over.
Send us the virgins.
So you've by maybe no fault of your own, maybe it was, your creation has been elevated to status of online deity in some respects.
The shit.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? I mean, that's... How do you put your head around that? That's like...
Yeah, well, I don't really try to think about it that way. I mean, I just...
You can't, because you'd have to go to, like, Riverview or something.
Yeah, I'd be in an institution. I kind of stopped worrying about it about a year ago. I just kind of got out of it. Kind of, you know, now I'm concentrating on Seiko and sort of... I haven't really paid attention to how big it's become, so...
Yeah.
I don't really like think about it too much.
It's like George Lucas moved on after Star Wars.
Yeah, I guess you can say that. But.
So tell us a bit about Counter-Strike 2. I mean, are we looking forward to something that's going to be out this year, in the next year?
You know, I can't really... I'm not even sure what I'm supposed to say or what I'm allowed to say. But
don't say anything. Do you think it's going to be cool?
It'll be out within a year. But, I mean,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, hopefully.
Is the gameplay going to be similar to what we're expecting now? Are you going to add some new elements of gameplay into the mix?
Yeah, we got some plans for some new scenarios, and we don't really know what else to do. We're kind of like, well, you know, we usually sort of just release betas and just sort of, you know, feed off from there. So
okay, wild cards,
like a master game plan kind of thing.
Yeah. Wildcard's got a question for you.
Hey, Gooseman, how's it going, buddy? It's Wildcard from Feed the Neat. And just got a quick question for you.
Sure.
In this Counter-Strike Condition Zero, I believe it's called, what engine is it going to be using? Like, is it using the
Half-Life engine. It's the old engine, so.
The old engine, eh?
Yeah, as far as I know.
I'm so surprised, like, how long this engine has been used, and it's still standing off the par. Like, it's old. It's old engine.
But it's still flying, so I guess, yeah. I don't know, it's just not, the new engine's just not ready for, you know, stuff, so.
Interesting, there's a new engine coming out, eh?
Oh, giving away secrets or letting them slip.
I'm gonna.
I'm not even supposed to say that, but.
Oh, that's it. That's okay. You're an online deity. They can't do shit to you. At your command, thousands of teenagers who've honed their combat skills will respond.
Can I say a shout out to Pinky?
You can say whatever you want.
Yes. Yeah. You can tell us we all suck.
I could like lay the microphone down next to the phone and just let it go all night.
Yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out to forget it.
Your mom?
I forgot his name.
My mom?
For sure, your mom.
Okay.
All my masses of adoring fans and...
and God. Thanks, God. Without you, I could... I'm now going to give you the opportunity to turn one person into the ultimate Andy Warhol syndrome. I asked Muggsy the same question. I'm wondering, Gooseman, when you're playing, if and when you have time to play, and I'm not going to let you camp out on this one by not saying anybody, who do you think that you see playing? Who do you think is like... a crunker, when you see them coming into the room and on the game, and you see them go, and you go, oh, fuck, it's that guy.
You fear with two threes.
You fear with two threes and a PH. PH33R, you fear them. Who do you think is, like, a really crunkin' Counter-Strike player?
I don't really know. I mean, I don't really keep track of who's good, so... God, you know, I can't really answer that, you know, it's just...
Oh, come on!
I, you know, really, I don't, you know, when I get my ass kicked, I don't really take names, you know, I just...
You just move on, it's okay.
I was just thinking, wow, this guy kicked my ass. You should say the name of the guy who always kicks your ass, and that way everybody in the world will be able to destroy them because he shoots Goose Man. That'll be the idea. He'll be a marked man for all time. Let me ask you something. I asked Muggsy this one, too. When you always hear a lot of stuff, this is more of a political question. Always people are always going off about, you know, Counter-Strike and LAN games, and Counter-Strike is a very good, very most popular LAN game going. Do you think that all this shit is basis in violence? Do you think people who play Counter-Strike wind up being violent and shit? I mean, obviously not, but I was just wondering on what your own personal take on that is.
Well, I don't really think it you know, affects people in that way. I mean, you know, people get violent for many reasons. I mean, you know, it could be games or it could be like TV, you know, so I don't know. I don't really think it's that much of a, you know, a factor.
They're kind of crazy before they start playing.
Yeah, really,
if you're going to kill somebody after Counter-Strike, I think you're already far gone by then anyway.
That's going to piss you off, though.
That's the thing. I mean, like, that one party in Taiwan, someone got stabbed, right?
Yeah, in Singapore, yeah.
I mean, like, they could have been playing Quake 3, right? And so
could have been anything.
Yeah, they could have been playing fucking chess.
Playing Mahjong or whatever. Yeah.
You know.
It's just, yeah, people are just, like, you know...
I think Red Fox got a question from his forum.
Yeah, I got a forum question for you. It's a two-parter. Okay, Gooseman, what would you say as the main factor that attracts people to play Counter-Strike?
God, you know, that's a hard question to answer. I mean, it's like...
Do you think it might be
it's
the...
It's like, why are you cool? Like, what is a hard question?
Well, it could be the fact that it's a fucking killer game. You get to run around with automatic weapons and shoot people.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of Neo Lone Wolf, kind of Neo team-based. Like, you have the ability to go off on your own.
Yeah, I don't really push, like, either, you know...
Yeah.
You know, kind of style, so, you know...
The second part to the question... Second part of the question is, also, being the creator of CS, do you get the ladies?
Yeah, you must get all the really elite hot chicks, because, you know, all the Playboy models,
yeah,
their favorite
right.
shit's like Daisies, Walks on the Beach, and playing Counter-Strike. If you check, actually, on the Playboy Playmates, that's what they say. And they're all like, Gooseman, I want to get into the Gooseman's down. You know, that's what they're saying. That's their shit, right? They're digging that.
You can't get them off me, yeah.
They're all over.
You got to beat them back with a stick. That's why you don't go outside. It's obvious.
That question was by COFR Ricochet, by the way.
Oh, hey, yeah, I think I've talked to him before.
Wildcard's got one.
I just thought I'd make a quick comment. I think the beautiful thing about Counter-Strike was how much work has been put into it, how many revisions made. Like, I remember playing when Beta 2 was out, and I actually enjoy going back to the website and seeing you post on there about how the development is going, what hurdles you've had to overcome, and I think it was like beta 2, beta 3, beta 4, beta 7.
I'm talking after beta 5.
It's like, I'm sick of updates.
Yeah, it's like,
just download it, you goddamn people.
I know how difficult it can be to be like constantly plagued by people going blah blah blah, online shit, and I mean, you are like ultimately a whole lot larger than a lot of stuff that's gone on with Rant Radio simply because of your involvement. I mean, that must really wear on you after a while. I mean, I'm sure there must be a time when you're like, fuck this, I hate this shit, I just want to go live in a cabin somewhere. Do you think that's true, or you just eat this shit up all the time?
No, I get sick of it sometimes, but I don't know, the main reason I'm going on is just for the money, man.
Oh, blind.
I got nothing better to do. I mean, like, I'd rather not be, like, flipping burgers at McDonald's, so.
The thing is that Gooseman could have stopped at Beta 2, Gooseman could have stopped at Beta 3, but instead, he went and he devoted the time, the energy into creating this, and look what has flourished from Beta 2.
Gooseman has, because he's gotten rich.
Now there's incentive.
He's getting money.
And on that whole thing, I mean, you're getting taken care of, I guess.
Yeah, pretty well, but, you know, I'm not, you know, people think I'm a millionaire. I mean, no, I'm not even, yeah, I don't even like talking about the money thing.
Too many Porsches, you got to sell them off on eBay.
I'm really fine.
So is it
a millionaire? And you know, I don't drive like Ferraris and Porsches.
Don't wreck that. We have the image of the Gooseman wearing fly suits, living in a fat house.
Okay, fine. You know, just
with all kinds of honeys. We can Photoshop that shit. We can make it happen.
Yeah.
I got another question from our forums here. And it has to do with the. I'm going to just paraphrase it. And 1.4 is coming out, and a lot of people are bitching already, and they haven't even played it. What do you think of that? I mean, this is something that's still being worked on, and
yeah. Well, I mean, like with every new release, there's always going to be some, sensitiveness with the new features and stuff like that. I can understand why they're scared because it's pretty drastic, any changes, and
yeah.
I think a lot of these changes we wanted to put them in there before. I mean, a long time ago, you know, back in Beta 7, I think, I just, you know, I was lazy. I never really got around to doing it. So, they're here now, but I don't know. I don't think they're that bad. I mean, like, you just got to, you know, play it for a couple of weeks, and you get into it. You know, if people can't adjust to it, we can always, just, you know, sort of change it back. But, you know, I don't want to say that because then people are just going to, you know, say, hey, you know, we can't adjust to this. So, you know, but I think in a couple of weeks, it'll be fine. But
excellent.
Gooseman, I recall reading an interview with you like a year or so ago when you started to step out of the Counter-Strike picture. You mentioned something that you're going to work with some military organization in Europe, making them a simulator or something like that they could use, and opportunity to go off and
fire AKs and all that. I think I was just saying that so people would stop talking to me. That was sort of true, though. I mean, like, someone did approach me, but I didn't actually, like, take the offer.
I see Operation Flashpoint. The Operation Flashpoint engine is going to be used for a virtual battlefield system. Have you seen anything?
I read about that. That was cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Have you played Day of Defeat? And if so, what do you think of it?
You know what? I haven't tried it yet.
Gooseman, we got to talk.
Sorry? No, I just don't have the time to try it. Like, so many different games. But, you know, I know the guy personally. I mean, he's a cool guy, really cool.
Yeah.
I give a shout out to him.
Well, you used to drop into Barking Dog on occasion, too, a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, he used to work there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm gonna put you right on the spot here. You ready for this one?
No.
No, I gotta go now. No, what it is that when Fragmart happens, are you gonna come down and see us, or do we have to like show up and hit you over the head and put you in a van?
What's going on?
Well, Fragmart, man, Fragmart. We're gonna.
He hasn't been listening to the show.
Oh, okay. Well, what's happening is we're actually gonna try to. Well, we are setting up. Well, Red 5. I'm not involved. I know guys. I know this guy. Red 5 is gonna be sent. Red 5 Media is setting up Fragmart, which is going to be one of the monster LAN games, like up to 1,000 people online. And it's going to be in Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a big LAN.
It's an online thing?
No.
It's a LAN.
That's just me throwing buzzwords out.
Sean's got two brains, and they're both wrestling for mouth time.
And they're women. But, no, seriously, so that's what's going to happen. And if that comes to pass, can we beg, borrow, and steal your way down there, or what?
Okay, where is it?
Well,
don't worry about it. But
there'll be chicks. We'll have chicks there. We'll get
five dedicated to you.
Yeah, we'll have Sassy Cat, the fat Counter-Strike admin, and she'll be all like crazy for you. It'll be awesome. Just go for it.
Jeez, I can't wait.
Are you actually? Do you have a girlfriend or what?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Do you want to say give a shout out to her and completely destroy her life?
She doesn't listen to this stuff, so I mean.
She can listen to it.
I'll give a shout out to her. So shout out to Fanny.
So.
She can listen to it on the archive.
Do you got a, pick or what? That's usual shit. You know. So right on. Wildcard's got a question for you.
Hey, Gooseman. I think Red 5 gave this question to Muggsy. What do you think of, why is it that Vancouver has like the number one most played Counter-Strike server, Red 5, and
Counter-Strike and Day of Defeat are both primarily developed or at least got their roots from Vancouver.
What is it? Like, do you have any opinion on that or?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, like,
shouts out to SFU, eh? Huh?
Like a local support thing. I mean, that's cool. I mean, that's really cool.
Yeah, but it's almost bigger than that now. I mean, it's gotten so huge now that, yeah. I mean, it's all over the world. Like, people are knifing each other in Singapore.
It's great.
You know,
do you like ever pause? You know, you're sitting in your car, you're Broadway and Maine. You look to yourself in the rearview mirror and you go, "Holy fuck, what the hell's going on?"
No, I don't. Yeah, I just, you know, I try not to like get it like. You know.
Yeah, you gotta keep grounded.
Yeah, it's weird because you start losing perspective and you're like, all of a sudden you wake up and you're in that field and you got a knife in your hands and there's blood all over your hands and you don't know how you got there. And I hear you. Same thing happens to me, man.
A little bit more often to Sean, though.
Yeah.
Was there any influence or what was your, like, was there any, two-part question, was there any influence that you had that gave you the idea to create Counter-Strike? And also, what was your vision for Counter-Strike back when it started?
Well, I guess I was influenced by like movies and like reading web pages and like other games like Rogue Spear and stuff like that. And I guess they just sort of like convinced me to make a game based on terrorism and I guess, you know.
And is Counter-Strike what you envisioned it to be when you started it?
Yeah, it's pretty good right now. I mean, like the way it is right now, I'm satisfied with it, yeah.
Do you think it'd be...
Counter-Strike 2 is, you know, hopefully I'll, you know, push it even further.
Do you think it... Could you have ever imagined how big it's grown, like, back in Beta 2?
No. And I don't think, like, every time I say that, people say, yeah, right. But, no, I don't think anyone really imagined how big this is going to be.
From the IRC, some people were wondering about anti-cheat software.
Yeah, well, I think... I'm not sure if it'll be in the new version, but we're planning on doing... like some pretty heavy anti-cheat stuff. Can't really talk too much about it because I'm not doing it, and I don't really.
We want to keep those MyGoat bastards off.
And that's another thing. You don't really want to say too much about it because, you know.
Yeah. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna rewrite the entire Windows operating system. So that's where you want to attack.
Yeah. That's right. Those fucking Windows.
Yeah.
I'm a window.
We're all just big happy Windows. Now I have a question, and this is I'm not a uber elite land gamer. I like playing co-op and a lot of good co-op stuff with the wife and stuff like that. What do you think of, like, most of the land gaming is mostly deathmatch shit, guys fighting guys, stuff like
yeah,
that.
I like co-op, yeah.
Yeah, do you think there's going to be, do you know of anything coming up in the future that's going to be a lot more co-op based? Like, I know that there was a Call of Cthulhu game that was coming out that was going to be set up specifically as a four-person co-op game.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if, what do you know about what's happening in the co-op world?
Well, with Counter-Strike, we don't have any plans for co-op, but because it just requires a lot more, you know, effort and a lot more resources to make a co-op game because, you know, it's almost like making a single-player game, but with multiplayer capabilities. It's also harder because, you know, there's so many, like, monsters and, you know, enemies around. It just, the networking becomes, you know, a problem.
That's right.
Have you played Serious Sam? Because that had a really good co-op.
Oh, yeah. That was,
which game was it?
I mean, there was like 100 or, you know, like, yeah, 50 enemies on the screen. It was like,
And that's the Serious Engine, I mean, I'm really surprised that nobody's really picked that up.
Yeah.
It's just so much gooey eye candy.
Yeah. It's kind of reminds me of the Unreal Engine.
Did you see Black Hawk Down?
Yeah, I just saw that a week or two ago.
What'd you think, eh? Edge of the seat for 2 hours, and you got to go take a shit or something?
Yeah, it's intense.
Pick up the soundtrack. The soundtrack kicks ass.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't know. What's on it mostly? Just rock and roll, or?
No, it's like they did a lot of like weird Arabic stuff and some Somali stuff, and they put like classical music behind it, and like really, it's really cool. It's like all you can sit there and turn the lights out, turn on the ultraviolets, and have all your elite crazy bitches all lying around your apartment and stuff, and like lube yourself up with honey. It'll be great. Just trust me. Just do it. Just do it.
You don't have to do the honey part. That's Sean's artistic license.
No. The honey's important.
It's integral.
Just quick question for you here. Team Fortress 2, urban myth, or do you think it'll become a reality sometime soon?
I've actually seen it, so I know it's not a myth.
Oh, you've seen it! So what do you think of it?
I think it's really. I mean, it's a lot bigger than what you know. What people know, what they think it's going to be. I mean, and it's a lot different. So. But I think that's all I can really say about it. I mean, I'll probably get fired if I talk too much about it.
Yeah, I mean,
we don't want to give you shit. We don't want to get you shit.
The last thing we want this to be is your last radio interview ever.
No, we got a position for you here at the Rant Radio Studios. We'll pay you just as much as everybody else gets paid, and it'll work out well.
Yeah. I mean, if Manuel Goldstein can, I mean, if Kevin Mitnick can get a radio show again,
yeah, you know,
you can too.
You betcha, Gooseman. Hey, man, I got to say, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to give a bunch of losers a call.
Yeah, it was fun, yeah.
Okay, cool. And when Fragapalooza does...
Fragmark.
Oh, sorry. Some of the time.
Okay.
I get lost that? On this stuff.
Wait, when's that happening again?
It's going to be... The site again is Fragmark, www.fragmark.com.
Yeah.
And it's going to be going at the end of August.
Oh, okay, end of August.
Yeah, so it's a ways off.
I might be on vacation then, but... You know.
Hey, we'll all be on vacation then. But yeah, it's hopefully it should be fun, and of course you're always welcome. And again, maybe I'll extend an invitation to a beer for you.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and I'll set you up with some honey so you can take it back for your chicks there.
I'll let you do that. All right, good talking, man.
Well, right, is there anything you want to say?
Anyone you want to give props to or shouts out?
I think I shouted out to everyone. I think I wanted to shout out. Shout out to Cliffy and shout out to Cam on ICQ and. Shout out to all my gaming buddies. So, I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks again, Gooseman. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and for all of us here, I think thanks a bunch.
Okay, you too, guys.
It's been an honor.
Yeah, we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, have fun.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Bye.
What a fucking cool guy.
Oh, my God. Could that be any more fun?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's the shit.
We got a couple secrets out from them.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey, what's up with that? Team Fortress 2. He's seen it.
Yeah. And
it's a reality.
And he's got a girlfriend.
Geeks can get girlfriends.
Geeks can get girlfriends. That's right.
That's pretty cool.
I think we should try.
If you make the most popular game.
Maybe
in the world.
Maybe eventually we can have him like in like the tabloids. Gooseman seen with Lady Di. She's not dead. You know.
Back from the dead.
Yeah, the Lady Di skin. Just the skin.
Okay, guys. Sorry if we didn't get to all the questions in the forum, yeah. But like this was like
we didn't want to hold them up too long.
This was like machine gun here, so
yeah. It was like Thunder Weenie. It was just nutty. So
yeah, Max, I was trying to plug your low poly models, but
alrighty, so I guess that's probably gonna be it for this show. That's our land game. So we got the question out. We managed to hear from people saying, yo, what do you think about does it actually cause you to kill people? Don't ask me.
It's still up in the air.
I think that it does. I think Counter-Strike's bad. Yeah, pretty much.
I've just unmoderated the channel.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, unmoderated. Okay, welcome.
187 people free reign.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank a few people here and maybe a brief summary on Feed the Need.
Sure, yeah. Let's do shouts. Let's do it. First, what's Feed the Need? Like, we talked about Feed the Need. The number one Day of Defeat and Counter-Strike server in the world. What
most
is that
played.
About? Most played. Sorry. Yeah. Well, fuck whatever. What is number one then, all
right? Well, it's an honor sitting beside Red 5 right to beside me here. And so we got to give him props, too.
You should see him without his pants on.
Oh, God, yeah.
Go ahead.
Feed the Need started probably when I decided to install HLDS on my Pentium 120 Linux box.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
On an ADSL connection.
There we go.
From there, it progressed to getting a co-located server.
Yeah.
Nice. Right now, we're running a dual AMD 1.6 gigahertz game server.
Plug for AMD.
Sweet.
Plug for AMD.
Can't get
basically,
away
Feed the Need is just, I'm not making any money off this, and it's a public service. And
that's very cool. You know, and a lot of people don't realize, you go to Feed the Need, you're like, wow, that's really fat, you know?
You should check out Red 5. Nobody's making any fucking money. They just do it.
None of us here. God damn it.
Yeah, well, I'm making a few bucks. But you know, other than that, no.
Where are you getting the bucks from?
Shut up. No,
you're
seriously.
Endorsed, aren't you?
No. Well, have another Dr. Pepper. No, I'm kidding. No, but seriously, it's very cool that you do that. You know what I mean? And it's how many people you get through your through Feed the Need per day?
Well, on the Counter-Strike server alone, I push in about 14,000 players per month. Hmm. Now, I mean, give or take 1,000 in error, so maybe about 13,000 per server. So about 24,000 players go through that box
unique.
A month.
Unique.
Well, give or take, yeah.
Wow.
And see, I think the beautiful thing about what myself and Red 5 are doing is that we're not only admins, but we're also players.
That's
so
important.
That's what makes our servers unique.
Oh, okay.
We've played it. We've spent,
players.
You know, with my server, the map time is 2 minutes instead of five. Like, who wants to stand around and wait for, you know, some camper that doesn't know how to play?
Yeah.
When instead you could be rushing. You know what I mean? So that's what's unique about my server and the way I try to run things. And before I let you guys all go, I just wanted to give a shout-out to Shattered, our web designer, Scott. Uh-huh. 16-year-old kid lives in Guildford. Brilliant web designer.
Oh, yeah?
He's actually worked
job.
At Barking Dog for a brief period of time, actually doing some...
What's his name? Are you going to say his real name or what?
Scott.
Scott.
I actually met him on my FLF server when I was running one.
Really?
Crazy, eh? How you meet people?
That day?
Yeah.
Same day.
I just wanted to thank PlayerZone for donating the box.
Nice.
And he's a good inspiration. He was a big motivation booster. He's into lands and whatnot.
Cool.
And I think I already said hi to Sassy Cat. Most important, not the most important, but...
Everyone's going to say hi to Sassy Cat.
Everyone's got to say hi to Sassy Cat.
Because she's the fine sentiment.
I wanted to thank Alfred, who
he's the fucking butler for Batman?
No, actually,
he's fucking cool.
This beautiful package that's an add-on to Half-Life dedicated.
Not so much
server.
That Sassy Cat's got a better package than Alfred.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You're in the
right
radio studio.
I'll remind myself of that. Alfred actually made this program called Admin Mod.
Oh, yeah.
And what it does is it makes an admin's life so much easier.
Is it a free program distributed?
It's a free program.
Everything's free.
I'm not sure if it's GNU, but...
But he's got it. It's called Admin Mod. Where do you get it?
Adminmod.org.
Oh, really?
And see, there's a little community in there of itself, because all these people, they make these plugins and they upload them to the website, and it's just... it's a godsend, basically. Like, I couldn't imagine running a Half-Life dedicated server without Admin Mod. Mm-hmm. And actually, you mentioned cheaters.
Yeah.
I personally like to call them script kiddies, because that's what most of them are. The only cheaters are the ones that make the cheats.
Yeah.
And I wanted to thank Olo, who made CS Guard.
Okay.
Which is a new approach to anti-cheats. We've seen Punkbuster before, but that really didn't go very far because that was just scanning for cheats. This actually scans your hard drive.
Really?
So if you
have
a cheat installed on your system, this will actually detect it and ban you.
That's pretty scary.
And the beautiful
thing
is, before it bans you, it tells all the players, oh, so-and-so was cheating.
And then they come to your house and kick your ass.
Actually, I get hate mail.
Do you get hate mail?
I get hate mail.
Oh, you got to forward some hate mail. That'll be awesome. You suck. We hate you. Okay, Red Five, is that it?
Actually, just one more thing.
One more thing?
Before I let Red 5 get on the top of this, I'm actually recruiting admins out there who have their own boxes on a fiber optic pipe that are co-located at their business or at a co-located facility.
Oh, so just about everyone can do this.
Basically, I mean, if you're running a FreeBSD or Linux box, and if you're thinking about getting into the field of running a Counter-Strike or Day of Defeat server, or you already are running a Counter-Strike or Day of Defeat server, and you're not getting enough traffic to your site, actually, I'm setting up a co-branding system.
Mm.
So they can actually join on to Feed the Need,
mm-hmm.
and they can use my momentum to get their box going. And
it's money momentum.
No, not necessarily money momentum, but my
vision...
Well,
there's no money. He's doing it for free. It's just he's getting more hits than anyone, so why not?
My vision is actually to have a server... See, we've got one in Vancouver, so that appeals to the local market here, because the pings are low.
Yeah.
If I get a server in New York, if I get a server in California, if I get a server in Ontario,
yeah, you could
get a server in Europe... then it's...
Then we can have people knifing each other all over the world.
Premium playing.
Dude, that's so like what Canadian actors do. They like, go to the States. I hate you.
So if you
fuck
wanted,
you, David Duchovny.
If you wanted to, if you feel that you're would be interested in that, you can check out our forums at forums.feedtheneed.net, and there's a jobs section in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's listed in there. So if you're interested, I'd really like to hear from you.
Right on. Okay.
Rock.
Over to Red 5. What do you want to say?
Well, where to start? I mean,
jeez.
Hey, you know, it's well. Thanks, you guys, for having me
well,
here.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
All right. Tomorrow, under the desk.
Take your pants off. Take your fucking. Is she a great big fat person? Just put the dog in the fucking basket.
Okay, so there's this classic. I've been listening to the Sean Kennedy Show for a couple weeks now, 3 weeks or so.
And it's god awful.
This is like premium shit, guys. So
yeah.
If you like this, tune back in, because he goes freestyle all the time. There's a lot of really...
He's going
really
freestyle on the microphone.
Yo. He's like... Sean has got a real way with words. He's very
unique.
Actually,
I have my way with words. That words try to mace me, and then I wipe it off my face.
And if he's done having his way with words, he'll have his way with you.
Sean Kennedy is the fucking man.
Yes. Ego swelling. Gooseman.
Go check
in your cabin.
Go check out www.sktfm.tv.
There you go.
That's pretty damn cool stuff. There's a bunch of shit on there from when we were filming at Burning Man, and we got some really crazy interviews and some good episodes coming up that teaches you how to make absinthe and a bunch of groovy shit like that, so you can get all fucked up in your own home.
Fuck up equipment and stuff.
And fuck up equipment and some freaking stuff. And yeah, we're generally breaking the law and filming it.
Oh, yeah. Six episodes up there, so lots of watching.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Sean's stuff is awesome, and Sumerian's done all the editing work.
Yeah, Sumerian is a god.
It's like he poops out videos. This guy makes stuff into, you know...
You make snuff movies?
Snuff films with Sean.
You sick fuck.
If anything, I'd say these guys are highly devoted to what they do. And
very devoted.
Specialists, especially with Sumerian,
for sure.
With his video editing.
We're a highly honed team.
Well, actually, the term is...
We've got it down to a science, don't we, Sean?
The term is manic compulsive.
And, okay.
Yes.
It means we need manic compulsive. Does that make sense? You're going to make fun of my grammar again, aren't you?
No, your grammar.
This is the same asshole. It was like all on me. AT&T's Unix didn't actually die, you fuck. Okay, yeah, I was wrong. Made a mistake last episode.
And by you being wrong, made me right.
That's right.
That's the important
default.
Lesson. That's the important lesson here. And don't forget, everyone, all good WOGs, play Counter-Strike. If you want to be a WOG, do your part. Prepare for the coming battle with Scientology. Learn how to play Counter-Strike.
Team up with Xenu.
Team up with us all.
Can I get my shouts out?
Yeah, thank you guys.
And I was like, you know, whatever.
Well, don't shout out to us.
You don't
we're
have
still
any
here.
Other friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'll be promoting us.
So, red5.org, it's totally funded out of my pocket. You guys are free to welcome. I rent out servers whenever.
Hey.
I don't rent them out. I lend them out on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you've got a league, you're participating in a league. Or you just want to have a scrim, you want to have a private game with some friends or whatever. The information's on the website. Click on the servers link on the right-hand side. We also have a league that started up. We're kind of in preseason right now. We're working out some bugs with the rules. It's kind of, you know, needs a bit of work, but we're working in there, and it's going to be good. The full season is going to be starting in about 2 or 3 weeks, and that's going to go for, well, until we have enough points so we can find out, you know, we can seed people for playoffs. Other than that, I think big, huge shouts out to everybody that was in the Red 5 IRC channel. I mean, there's tons, but I'll just go through a couple of people that really helped put this together. GamesNet was huge in this, okay? GamesNet was responsible for getting all the people into the IRC channel, so...
GamesNet, like, you rule all.
You rock.
Like, you have a get out of shit from Xenomecha free card. When the Xenomecha show up and go, whoa, are you any science also? No, where, what's their name again?
GamesNet.
We're GamesNet, okay. All the mechs set up a perimeter around GamesNet. Don't let any Scientologists in there.
But Anthrax, Black Haze, Doc, Physic, Jaden, Jedi, Monkey Brain, Neurotic Turtle, Paraflex, Salacious, Synapse, Timmy, Tiny Wood Farmer,
Timmy!
And Babes. Thanks, guys. It's like awesome. You've been good in there. And I want to just drop one mention for TimSoft.net. Tim has been really big in helping us with Fragmart and getting
getting some awesome sponsors going for Fragmart, and we're totally stoked. So we're looking forward to working with him throughout the next month. It's going to be awesome. And other than that, everybody that plays on the servers, thank you so much. You've taken my hobby and made it into something that's been so enjoyable.
To start to cry here.
I'm getting a little misty. So thanks, guys. You rock. And I hope to see every single one of you and all five of your cousins.
And kiss them.
At Fragmart. So we'll be going live, and we'll probably have a small land before that, so keep watching.
I'll be there for sure.
Hey, thanks, man.
Okay, Sam, who do you want to send shouts to?
Oh, all the sites that put up this the news for this show.
Oh, yeah.
And Red 5 totally for hooking us up with Gooseman and Mugsy.
And for everything he's done for Rant Radio. Like, Rant Radio would not
be what
it is.
He's been there since day one, right?
See, if it was not for Red 5. Like, the bandwidth
totally, pimp.
He is the bandwidth pimp.
he's still on the staff page.
Bandwidth pimp. So if any of you motherfuckers have a chance to come across
and
Red 5.
And, of course, Mugsy and Gooseman for phoning into the show.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Huge.
Go ahead.
I think there's two more people we forgot to thank, and that was from Valve, Eric Smith and Jan, who actually monitor the HLDS mailing list. They've been a great help to us admins.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Eric and Jan, good job.
Yeah, very good guys.
The one big thing, I think, the fact that Half-Life and all its mods are so popular today, nobody can ever deny this. It's because Valve supported every single server admin, no matter how small or how big, and they always listened and made sure that this game worked.
People who give a fuck.
Yeah, people who give a fuck stay around.
Yeah, and that's...
And Valve is here to stay, and you know what? From what I've seen and stuff that's coming, going to be coming out in the next couple
months, bread and butter. Like, the servers are the bread and butter.
Now that we know that Team Fortress 2 is a reality, from the Gooseman's mouth, you heard it first here on RantRadio.com.
Yeah.
You know, and
also big shouts out to IGN and all the gaming sites, like Planet Half-Life, dayofdefeatmod.com. I mean, we had a really
good support
show, and I think this is probably going to happen again.
I would think so. Well,
I'm totally down with that. I mean, we should do this like once a month.
Yeah, at least twice a month. Every show. All right, and I'm going to give a couple shouts out here since we've got the gig here. First of all, I wanted to it's very cool. Once again, I mean, everybody said thanks to Red, but fuck Red, really. Like, it's like, oh, hey, thanks for saving my life and shit. Like, if it wasn't for Red, we'd all be fucked. In the online community, I want to give shouts to the crazy cripple who is constantly on my back beating me with the walker to make sure that I carry on, my boy Smokehouse. And
Smokehouse,
who is a very mighty guy. The guy is fucking unstoppable. You know, I asked him the other day if his, because he is in a wheelchair, he's all fucking gimped. And I was hoping, you know, that he might die. Like, he'd be all, like, palsied out or some shit, and he'd wind up kicking off. But no, he's going to live a long and productive,
long
beating
time.
Sean life. That'll be great. And
he'll be on your back forever.
I'd like to give shouts out to Enki and ChargedMultimedia.com, where they fucking do just killer level web design, and he's been involved since day one, too. A couple other shouts out, Nixter, you know, and his shirt site. What the fuck is his shirt site?
AngryShirts.com.
AngryShirts.com, where you can get angry shirts.
Xenu t-shirts.
Where you can get Xenu t-shirts and
fucking Rant Radio t-shirts.
Rant Radio t-shirts and everything you ever, if you want to support, you know, well,
the whole thing.
If you want to support the whole deal, if you want to support Nixter. No, but
and money in his pocket.
And it's pretty fucking cool.
A WOG shirt. Well, maybe he's working on a WOG shirt.
There's a bunch of Xenu shirts. I'm sure if there's a demand, he'll make a shirt for anything. He's the shirt.
He's a shirt whore.
We're not answering the phone. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Wait, it could be somebody else. Maybe I had a probably.
Yeah, well,
there could be a surprise.
We'll see.
It stopped ringing.
It stopped ringing. Okay,
it stopped
good.
Ringing. And then they heard me say fuck off.
Through the phone.
Through the phone.
Through the half minute delay
fuck
on the internet.
Off. Other people I'd like to thank real quick. I'd like to thank some of the hardcore guys like Kexler, Integrity. Oh shit, there's so many guys.
There's a billion.
There's so many guys who've helped me out. No Deal, who does SKTFM. That's not TV. Yeah, it is. He does some admin work on there. Nice. Sam, of course, for everything he's done there. It's very fucking cool. And, of course, Lieutenant Major Zombie, because without him, we wouldn't know what the lowest common denominator is.
That's right.
So that's
the lowest level of.
That's it for me. And hey, don't forget. You know, we gotta all keep going. We gotta stay communicating. And that's people say that the internet
brings people apart. It doesn't bring people apart. It brings people closer together. If you look at games like Counter-Strike, you look at games like all the LAN games, everything like that, you've got people all who are playing, being cool, fragging each other, and you know, we've got people we've never met, we want to buy them beers because they're cool. And society's not about isolating, because a computer is about bringing people closer together. Never before in time has there been a time when people all over the world could communicate and have fun and do something with a sport with people. You're not limited by whether or not you're a big guy, little guy. It's all your hand eye, and everything's cool. And that's a fucking, just an awesome way to be.
Remember the idea of Global Village?
Yeah.
Global Village.
Yeah, let's take globalization and do it on our own fucking terms.
And if you want to hear a show like this every week about gaming, hey, sign up.
Yeah.
Email me, info@rantradio.com. You can do this too.
And don't forget, probably tomorrow day, you'll be able to download this show and all the other Sean Kennedy shows where I talked about all sorts of shit. You can understand my long-term hatred with Scientology, because I hate them.
That's right. And go to rantradio.com and click on the Sean Kennedy show on the left, and that'll get you to the archive area and stuff like that.
And after the show's over, the music's still going. We got the wind down
industrial.
Tonight is going to be coming on.
Oh, yeah,
on.
The wind down in 3 hours.
The wind down in 3 hours, and there's always good industrial metal with mix-ins of me screaming my head off. I got 4 hours of three-minute rants mixed in generously throughout the entire universe here. Very, very cool. And you can always go check out Smokehouse's site, artlindsay.com/SKTFME for all your Sean K. overdosing. If you want to get in
lots
there.
And lots of
he's
rants
got,
there.
Like, he like broke into my house and took pictures of my shit. He's kind of...
way too crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of a love-hate relationship we have there. It's pretty nuts. Going to go through the MRC real quick here to see who's all present on the Rant Radio channel. We had Enki, Homer, Smokehouse, Allstar, Biggie Boy, Breeding Tacos, Catboy, Chronic, Creek Top, Delamorte, Dr. Zodiac, Downhill, DX, Case, Lieutenant Ranger Zombie, Inocean, Father Malachi, Frozen Bud, Frozen Fox, Garden P. Nixter. Holy fuck, everyone's jumping in. Me. Girl on the left. Agent Mulder, Hawkfire, Hunting Tacos, Iran, Iranian Godfather, Josh K., Kexler Kilgore, Crazy Fuck, Kirkyu, Lutchak, Lur, Lentium, Lizard, Mary Rebel, Virgin, Mr. Echo, Muggsy, Nomad Half-Elf, Pyre Cow, or Cow Pyre, Zerstor, Rasnikolikov, Rusta, Sir Dork, Sir Sleep, Sparky, Tantrix, Test Subject, shouts out to Test Subject, Great Trisket, the One Down, Wind Down, I can't really fucking, you know, English is such a funny language.
It is.
Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Unix Uberwall, who even cares? Z All-Star, D-Day Species, ZZZ, and Locke, Lab Rat. Very cool to have you all here, and what's up?
I just wanted to end this with a final thought for me, anyway.
The final thought.
This is the final thought. When you've got the razor hovering over your head, and you're going to slit your wrists because you played too much Counter-Strike, because that's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I'd end it with a quote from Gandhi, actually.
With Gandhi?
From a Gandhi quote.
Yeah.
An eye for an eye only makes the world blind.
That's right.
And actually,
that's a pretty good one.
Legalize marijuana. Yeah.
As you can see, Wildcard is a big fan of it, and it keeps you young forever. All right, so we'll just be kicking off, and don't forget, hey, if you want to be in part of Rant Radio, you can just come join us. It'll be awesome.
info@rantradio.com.
Leave it tuned here for all the best tunes
as well.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds.